Now, on to Salem. The North Shore Medical Center got hit early and hard in the outbreak, and it's not clear why. The community hospital has nearly 400 beds, and at last count, it has 82 COVID-19 patients and is bracing for more. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg this morning brings us a dispatch from the leader overseeing the setup for the expected surge there.
North Shore Medical Center is preparing to have more than 10 times its usual number of patients on ventilators. Hospital President Dr. David Roberts says typically about 8 patients are on ventilators.
And, you know, we're making plans, worst case scenario, upwards of 80 or maybe 90 patients on vents.
Roberts says the rapid ramp-up of ventilators is a daunting task, but it's just one of many as the hospital shifts space and staff and equipment to take care of far more COVID-19 patients.
So we've expanded to, in addition to our normal intensive care unit, we have 2 other floors that are now taking care of vented patients. So we have 3 floors, and we're probably opening a 4th one this week.
And they have a plan to add more critical care if needed. Robert says the units also need doctors and nurses and respiratory therapists. It helps that elective procedures are postponed, so that frees up some staff to be moved. And some primary care doctors are coming into the hospital to help care for the non-coronavirus patients. If anything worries David Roberts most, he says, it's the hospital's staff.
Keeping me up at night is keeping my folks healthy, protected, have everything they need. Every day people get up, get dressed, come to work, and, you know, into the breach every single day.
Another major concern, protective gear for those staffers.
We have, 6 days worth of gowns in stock. That seems okay. When it gets down to 3, that's less okay. So it's always, how are we doing today?
Hospitals across the state are unrolling similar preparations, repurposing space and equipment to be able to treat COVID-19 patients. Dr. Paul Bittinger is the chief of emergency preparedness at Mass General Hospital.
Our intensive care units are absolutely full with patients with COVID. We have about 90 patients in our intensive care unit right now with about 90% on ventilators.
He says the hospital has enough ventilators for these patients and many more.
As part of our preparations for this pandemic, we've actually made plans to use anesthesia machines out of the operating rooms, transport ventilators, even other modified BiPAP machines, so we can get almost to 300 ventilators at Mass General if we have to.
At North Shore Medical Center, David Roberts says the big picture is the hospital is managing and it can handle more.
I don't know what metaphor to use. We're riding the wave that's hit us right now. Okay. I don't know how big the next wave is going to be. We're in pretty good shape for a moderately large wave. If it's a tsunami, we'll scramble. Everybody, the whole state will scramble.
But he's hoping that people follow official guidance enough to make the wave in Massachusetts smaller than in New York. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.